the body of Christ. It's a very familiar term. For those of you who, like me, grew up in the church, it's something we've heard all our lives. We are the body of Christ. We all know we are the body of Christ. But like many of the familiar terms that we have in our church body, I haven't really thought about it. Just kind of assumed it. Never really put any deep thought into what it meant to be the body of life and a body of Christ and what we needed to do to keep that body healthy. When I was told about the sermon theme, my mind started ticking a little bit about what does Paul mean by the body of Christ, and particularly by that part about when he talks about building the body. How is it helpful to us? And it's clearly an analogy. We aren't literally a body. But how are we like a body? Well, and Paul defines some of the ways in which we behave as a body. He talks about the different parts and their different functions, like our hands have a different function than from our eyes. Our feet have a different function from our livers. It's an ingenious analogy. And it got me thinking. Got me thinking about how, for many of us, that body, all those body parts don't always work as well as they should. They're not always healthy. So I thought about how do we make sure we keep the body of Christ healthy, if we can extend the analogy. Now, who here has ever thought that they needed to get into better shape? Pretty much everybody at one time. Evan, you didn't put your hand up, but you're a skinny guy. So. Almost everybody at some point in their life thinks that they'd like to improve something about their body, either the way it appears or how well it performs, or have serious health concerns that they have to address and are sometimes told by a doctor that they need to address. And there's no end to advice out there on how to keep our physical bodies healthy and people willing to sell us many, many things to help us do so. It's all over the media. There are thousands of diet plans out there, for example, telling us what to eat, what we can't eat, and in what portions, that this thing is good and this thing is bad, and then the other diet tells us, well, no, that thing is bad and this thing is really good. And do that. There are drugs and vitamins and supplements that are sold everywhere. I am really, really sick of Frank Thomas at this point and his Nugenics commercials. There are exercise plans and gym memberships that are being pushed on us all the time. There are meditation regimes and mental exercises that we're told will keep our minds healthy, which leads to our body being healthy. There's even certain clothes and jewelry which are meant to promote health and strength if you believe the claims on them. In the end, most of it, well, maybe not the clothes and the jewelry, come down to two things: nourishing the body with good things and not bad, and exercising the body with good activities, not bad. For our physical bodies, much as we may not like it, that means more fruits and vegetables, less sweets, fats, and carbs, more exercise and mental activity, and less sitting on our couches watching TV. But what does it mean for the body of Christ, for the church, if we extend Paul's analogy? What do we need to do to build that body? With a little imagination, some things can come to mind. The nourishment the body of Christ needs, that we need, is spiritual. There are many ways to get spiritual nourishment. Being here and with others in church is one of the best ways. Studying our Bible and reading it, including in Sunday school with the instruction of others. Prayer, song, meditation, any activity that gets you thinking about your relationship with God. As to what we should avoid, well, that's probably different for each of us. And each of us probably knows the activities which we should wish we should avoid. Suffice it to say, we should avoid activities which take us away from thinking about God. I know I had a good guideline a long time ago. It's kind of a, somebody told me, well, if you ever wonder something you shouldn't be doing, it's if you'd be embarrassed to tell your mother that you were doing it. You probably shouldn't be. That may not quite be true. There's a few things that I think are perfectly fine that I still wouldn't have wanted to tell my mother about. But it's not a bad guideline to do that. Then you're looking at the other side of it, the exercise. The exercise that the body of Christ needs is also spiritual. But it can be practical, too. Whatever strengthens the body and makes it grow in a healthy way. So what will strengthen this body and make it grow? We know the answers, though they're not always easy for us to do. Service. And Paul explains very carefully as to what all the different varieties of service that are out there. There is a type of service that is available to everybody. Everybody has a talent. Everybody can serve in different ways. Stewardship, caring for the church and its members, loving each other, being a part of each other's lives, caring for the physical part of the church, loving it. Charity, giving of our time and our treasures, both to the church and to those in need, even those who may not have done anything to deserve it, but still need it. Charity is not about deserving. It is about needing and meeting those needs. Evangelism. Now, this is something that we in the Church of the Brethren get a little uncomfortable with. It's not something we do a lot of. It's not something that we like to do for many of us. We're uncomfortable, and it's not always easy, particularly when we're in environments in which many of the people around us are not Christians or even mock Christianity. But it does mean spreading the word of Christ and growing the church, reaching out beyond our walls, beyond this group here. And we can take care of each other as much as we want, but that's not all we're supposed to be doing. We need to be looking to reach others. But most of all, the exercise that the body of Christ needs is fulfilling Christ's greatest commandment to us, to love each other. Radical, transformative love for ourselves and for those immediately around us, and for those who are hard to love, even our enemies. That's the challenge. Love for all of God's creation, not even just the humans, but the animals, the earth, the environment, everything around us. And also in this way that we talk about the exercise that we need, we also know what types of things we need to avoid. We need to avoid the opposites of love, hate and anger. And boy, there are times people get us angry. People push our buttons. All right, who got angry this week at anybody? Again, that's most of us. Edna didn't get angry at anybody. I can believe that. But it's hard. It's hard to control that anger. And it's not that, you know, getting angry is natural. It is going to happen to all of us every week. But it's what we do with that anger. What we do with it helps us or hurts us as the body of Christ. If I can think of one thing that has hurt the body of Christ most over these last 40 years, it's anger and hate. There are so many voices out there speaking for the Christian church, and what is coming out of their mouth is anger and hate. And that is what people who are not Christians are perceiving. When you look at polling as to why people left the church, or to what their impressions of the Christian church are, one of the first things they say is judgmental. And one of the second things they say is bigoted. Other words out there are hateful and angry. That's the impression that some of our fellow Christians are giving. And that could be why the church is shrinking, why the body of Christ is not as healthy as it could be. This anger and this hate and the way it has been expressed is a cancer in the body of Christ. And we need to have radical surgery to remove it. We need to remove it from ourselves first before we can ever address it in others. Like any body, the body of Christ can be healthy or unhealthy. We know exactly what we need to do to stay healthy as the body of Christ, just as we know what things are most likely to keep our physical bodies healthy. That doesn't mean either is easy, but very few things worth doing are.